Hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm awesome, Ron. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Gary Davis is the Chief Consumer Security Evangelist. Wow, evangelist even. That's pretty cool.
Right. Best job in the world, my friend.
I suppose so. But also, in this day and age, probably the most intense because, I mean, all of a sudden, security has become, paramount.
It has. You know, and it gets every day, you know, there's some breaking news about a security event that again, to your point, it's intense. We have to stay very engaged, not only in creating new innovations to help, you know, consumers and businesses thwart these attacks, but we also have to stay very diligent in helping to educate and inform on what you can do to be safe online, because we can only do so much with technology, and at some point it takes just, you know, the average person to go out there and do their bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like warfare in the sense that, or terrorism in the sense that they can try 1,000 times, they only have to be right once, you have to be right every time.
Correct. Yeah. And a lot of, you're right. A lot of times they're using what we call brute force attacks, right? Where they'll try all sorts of different techniques to get in. And then you're right. Once they get in, they're in.
Yeah.
You know, and then the bad things happen. So again, it's important that, you know, companies like McAfee are doing all we can to make sure that we're building the best possible defenses, both in the home as well as in business and government.
Let's talk about the home, because although a lot of us have businesses here as well, but let's talk about the home because we also all have homes. How important are passwords? I know when we started this whole internet thing, passwords were your name and 123 or your dog.
They are, in my opinion, the lifeblood of success in digital security. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, if we could encourage, you know, the average person to not use passwords like password 123456, you know, what happens is every time there's a major breach, the top 10 passwords never change. And the bad guys know this. Uh-huh. So every time there's a major breach and these passwords get published, they say, well, here's the password we're going to try because those are the ones most likely to be used by the typical consumer.
Right.
And if we can get them out of that behavior and get them to the point where they're spending just a little bit of time trying to use a more complex password, it's going to make it orders of magnitude more difficult for bad guys to be successful.
Okay, now, so you're using the term password. Do most people have like 50 different passwords for 50 different things, or do they use the same password for everything?
Unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of consumers use the same password over and over again, and that's one of the reasons this is so bad, is that if you're a bad guy and you see there's a major breach and you go through all the passwords and what's popular, and then you know that password's likely being used in other accounts, that's what you're going to try, right? And to your point earlier, Ron, all it takes is to be right one time, and then you're accessing your bank, your retailers that you shop online with and things like that, and then that's when bad things happen.
But then how do we keep track of 50 different passwords? I think that's why people use one. It's so that they can remember it.
True. That's exactly what I do. By the way, I use a password manager.
Okay.
And I have 302 accounts.
Wow.
Right. So you're right. The typical, we did a survey recently, and I think you're right, the typical consumer has between 20 and 30.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm probably not very typical as
probably
far as that
not.
Goes.
Probably not.
Yeah, but the point here is, like, you know, using something like a password manager gives me an extraordinary amount of flexibility in managing my passwords. And another thing that allows me to do is to keep track of my security questions. In a lot of cases today, when you build an account, in addition to a username password, they're going to ask you to answer some security questions, right? And I can't remember what, you know, my favorite sport was or what my, you know, there's several questions. Like, one of the questions I get often is, what's my favorite music? Well, it may be folk, it may be rock, it may be alternative. I can never remember, you know, what it is. So having it written down in my password manager that's highly secure gives me a lot of flexibility to make sure I keep all the stuff in one central spot. Mm-hmm.
How safe are password managers? Is that, I'm a layperson to that. I would think my immediate concern would be, what if someone breached my password manager? and got all my passwords at once.
Well, with most password managers, what we encourage is use multi-factor authentication to access them.
Uh-huh.
So even if somebody was fortunate enough to forget your password to get in, like your master password, if you have a second factor, for example, and you see this a lot, especially with banks today, where you'll start the transaction, they'll send you a temporary PIN, and that PIN is going to be a second factor. It's going to go to your phone.
Right.
So by the likelihood of the bad guy getting both your, for example, your laptop and your phone is not really high.
I see.
So using multi-factor or second factor with your password manager goes a long way to make it very difficult for it to be exploited.
Okay. What are some of the messages that you want to get out to the public right now?
A couple things. First of all, use complex passwords and don't use the same password over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Use upper and lowercase numbers, symbols such as the exclamation point or the pound sign and things like that. When you do that, you make it significantly more difficult for bad things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Use a password manager. Hey, listen, if you don't want to go through the complexity of trying to use complex passwords and multiple passwords, a lot of them are free. For example, even in ours, it's called TrueKey. You can have up to, I think it's 50 accounts, and we don't charge you. Right?
No.
It's only when you go over that we ask you to pay a little bit.
No.
So again, it's all these password managers are easily accessible, and using it is going to make you that much more safer online. Excuse me.
Okay. All right. Where do I go
from? One more thing I'd suggest is that we're seeing a lot of people bring connected devices into the home.
Mm-hmm.
Smart TVs, smart thermostats, you name it, device. And in doing that, they're installing these devices without changing the default password. And what's happening today is the bad guys have these things called crawlers, and basically they're crawling the internet, and when they see a new device come online, they'll crawl it, and then what they'll do is they'll try to authenticate to it. And if you didn't change a default username and password, they're able to go in and install malware. So if you get a new device and you're going through the setup process, use the same discipline that you're going to use in creating complex passwords to put it on those devices as well. Because if not, the bad guys are going to use that for multiple things. They can use it as part of a denial of service attack, or they can use it as the point of entry to go deeper into your home. So if you're buying connected devices and you're going through the install process, be sure to change those passwords as well.
Yeah. I mean, just opening up my email every day, I even recognize a good number of what might even be scams but could be attacks. And I don't open them up and I delete them, but the attempts are made every day.
Yeah. And by the way, they use a lot of large numbers there.
Uh-huh.
They know that the more people they send these emails to, these phishing emails, the more likely is somebody's going to click on one, and then that's going to allow them to get in and start doing bad things.
Yeah. And is it simply opening up the email, or is it clicking on something in the context of the email?
We've seen both.
Uh-huh.
In most cases, you actually have to either click on an attachment to the email or click on the link. That's where most of the bad stuff happens,
right.
But we have seen instances where just by opening the email, your machine can get infected.
Wow. Gary, that's incredible stuff. One more time, where we go for more information?
Go to securingtomorrow.mcafee.com, and you'll see a blog that gives a lot of the results from our findings, as well as tips that you can do as a consumer to be safe.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today. Very, very valuable. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.